Hi there, my name is Julieta Melano Sitterman. I am a resident of Ward 6, and I work for a therapy office in Toronto. I'm not going to take up time to list off stats because in these past days, some amazing residents have listed and repeated them over and over again. And if you don't know them by now, you're not listening. I just want to take a moment to say how embarrassed I was listening to the city council meeting discussing Matt Lau and Wong Tam's motion. It was clear that many council members were never willing to openly listen to the very relevant statistic and experiences that were laid out in front of them, and even more clear that most didn't even bother to read the motion. I want to say how disgusting it was to me that Council Member Ford took time to thank the police for their service when literally discussing a motion that points out the harm that comes from policing, especially on BIPOC communities. And I want to say shame on all of you who decided to focus on the so-called arbitrary nature of the 10% cut to the police, while in the past agreeing to a variety of different arbitrary cuts, including Toronto Pride. 10% is a way to hold the police department accountable, something that your reform motion, Mayor Tory, did not bother to do. You keep talking about training, you keep talking about reform. That is not what we are asking for. We want defunding and we want accountability. You cannot retrain members of a system that was created to oppress and harm BIPOC communities. You cannot do it. You have to completely throw the system away. And as you have heard, many residents believe that 10% is a low estimate. We're asking for 50%+. So please take a moment to think past your knee-jerk reactions. Defunding the police is only scary to those who haven't suffered from their mistreatment. We want social workers and counselors. We do not want police. We want more money allocated to education, affordable housing, and healthcare. And you can bet we're going to show up in big numbers to vote for the representatives that take these demands seriously. And please, I have been watching the virtual town hall meetings. Stop asking citizens where we move forward after defunding the police. What should be the priorities? Citizens are not trained to know these things. Talk to community leaders. Talk to Cheryl Prescott. Talk to Sandy Hudson, who have been pleading with the government to make meaningful changes and to defund the police. Do not talk to everyday citizens and ask them what they think we should do next. Listen to the leaders. They represent us in ways that you guys have not been representing us.